The state Republican Party celebrated election night returns with a virtual watch party. Public Utilities Commissioner Gary Hansen offered a surprisingly fiery speech, but it was not about his re-election to the state commission. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Hansen won his fourth term by a wide margin. He spoke to Republicans on Facebook Live.
This is not going to be a typical election speech because I'm amazed at the sometime insane positions that socialists have taken. I don't want to throw a lot of bricks or rocks or anything, but I am going to be provocative in a minute.
Hansen's speech was an anti-socialist, anti-democratic party manifesto. The former Sioux Falls mayor included a range of issues as he said that, quote, socialists control the Democrat Party.
There's trouble in River City. Whether we win or lose this election, this is not the end of the strife in our country. Socialists are not just knocking on the door, they are in your house, breaking the furniture, and trying to start your house on fire.
Hansen used his election night speech to accuse Democrats of supporting open borders. He said Democrats want to take away the right to bear arms, and they want to defund police departments.
And the entire Democrat Party has capitulated to socialists' most absurd positions. We need to stop being so timid. We need to generate a vigorous defense and enthusiastic offense every day, not just every 2 years.
Hansen said Democrats want to destroy free enterprise and that they support abortion on demand. He criticized National Democrats for expecting a peaceful transition of power if they win the presidency.
When Democrats lost the election 4 years ago, they chanted, "He's not my president." They rioted, looted, and destroyed property. Now, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have the gall to make an issue that the Republicans must provide peaceful transition. Hey, socialists, Democrats, we were not the ones burning down cities because Trump was elected. You were.
Hansen also talked about race.
And what about the black vote? The Democrats have taken them for granted and pooped in their pockets for decades. The Republican Party's policies have done a great deal for black families, including higher employment and prosperity.
On climate change, Hansen said Republican positions are mischaracterized.
We have allowed Democrats to label us as anti-environmentalists because we continue to argue about climate change. Stop arguing about it. It does not matter who wins the argument. It's a distraction. It only serves the purpose of allowing Democrats to create and to perpetuate the image that we are ignorant and uncaring.
But then he urged Republicans to turn away from fossil fuels.
When they're burned, they're gone forever. We have a responsibility to pass this wonderful inheritance called Earth onto future generations in a better condition than it was gifted to us.
Hansen also sent mixed messages on Social Security. Democrats created it, and some critics call it socialist. But Hansen said it's essential.
Social Security may be the only financial support many people will have for retirement and to keep them from becoming homeless.
Wednesday morning, Hansen explained his motivation for the speech, saying he chooses his words carefully.
I felt that news media would pick up on it, and folks like you would be interested in hearing about that message, because I felt it was very, very important, so I was compelled to chat with people on a basis of where I thought the country was going and where I was hoping that it would go.
The speech did not go over well with the chairman of South Dakota's Democratic Party. Randy Seiler criticized Hansen for focusing on national politics instead of issues relevant to the Public Utilities Commission. Seiler said Hansen's claim that socialists control the Democratic Party is not accurate.
Because we don't share his position as Democrats on some issues like climate change, immigration, on education, on health care, on diversity, he condemns the entire Democratic Party because we do not think like him.
He called Hansen's remarks irrational and unhinged.
And it just saddens me to think that an individual who will be sitting as one of three public utilities commissioners going forward and ruling on issues that have to do with some of the most environmental and sensitive issues in South Dakota and the regulation of utilities has this kind of personal agenda, which basically condemns people that don't think like he does.
Tuesday's win sends Gary Hansen back to the Public Utilities Commission. He currently serves as commission chairman. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.